Good morning and welcome to this week's edition of Health Matters, our weekly talk with Dr. Chris Cochran from the Baxter Health Cochran Internal Medicine Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Dr. Cochran, I know you're a fan of the American Idol, and that's kind of what we want to talk about in a related way today.
That's right. You know, I'm not as much a fan of American Idol as I am local people doing well. And the young lady from Willow Springs, Hannah Harper, is that her name?
Yes.
Had a big debut last night and made a big splash with her strong song String Cheese, which apparently was related to her battle with postpartum depression. And so despite that being out of my bailiwick some, I did a little bit of homework, and I wanted to talk some about postpartum depression and why it's a little bit different than just regular old garden variety clinical depression or even seasonal affective disorder, which we talked about the other day. So postpartum depression, as the name implies, is a depressive syndrome very similar to major depression that people get at any time of their life, but it has a tendency to hit them during or after pregnancy. The postpartum means after birth, and so the postpartum period is defined at 12 months, but really about 94% of people who suffer from postpartum depression will either get depression during the pregnancy towards the end or in the first 4 months after the pregnancy. Here in the United States, the rate is about 9% of pregnancies, the ladies will suffer from postpartum depression. Worldwide, it's 10 to 15%, because we know that in countries where life is not quite as good as it is here in the United States, they're at a little bit higher risk for postpartum depression. So places like India or some of the developing nations, those people have more problems with it, actually. So the risk factors for postpartum depression are having depressive problems previous to getting pregnant, but really a rough time after, you know, a medical complication or a sick baby or like a NICU baby or a stressful home situation, like the economically challenged single mom with little support. She's at much higher risk than the lady that is got a family and lots of support in her life and lots of and all of the things that she needs. So those people are at higher risk, but it happens to everyone. It can happen to anyone. And so, why does having a baby cause clinical depression in some people? Well, as I've talked about in other shows, the clinical depression is the brain chemistry changes that happen sometimes in relation to medical trauma, like open heart surgery. So when a lady gets pregnant, her hormones are all over the place, her thyroid and her cortisol levels and epinephrine or adrenaline is all over the place after the baby comes. Then that's an emotional and social stressor along with those physical stressors. And so some ladies' brains are just susceptible to that, and they get into the same kind of funk that we see in seasonal affective disorder or major depression, where they're apathetic and sad and crying. And that's we see that all the time, and we deal with that all the time. The difference in postpartum depression is that lady is engaged in probably the most important job she's going to do in her whole life, and that's taking care of her newborn child.
And many times they don't do that as a result.
Well, you know, that's what I was going to get to, is that anytime those ladies suffer from postpartum depression, they will deal with the things that we deal with all the time with clinical depression. But the difference is that they've got a little partner in tow there that's going to suffer from that mom not being the attentive and engaged mom. She might not breastfeed as well. There's even lower rates of vaccination in babies who have moms with postpartum depression. So they're so apathetic that they don't take their babies to get vaccinated as well or as often. That may be not exactly the reason, but there are some data to show that happens. So decreased bonding with the baby, decreased breastfeeding, like I said. And then even there are some studies to show that women who have untreated postpartum depression can have children with more behavioral issues down the road.
Now, are there treatments available?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the studies that I read and the things that I read, they're pretty bad shouldn't say bad. They're pretty often to recommend things like psychotherapy and behavioral therapy. I got to thinking about that on the drive up here. You just had a baby. You're not in your right frame of mind. You don't even feel like getting out of the house. And now I'm going to tell you to go see a therapist every so often. And you know, that's effective. And I don't want to be flippant about that. If the lady can do that, then that's an effective therapy for that. But so many times we need to drop down and help them medically with some medicine. And the only difference is, as far as response goes, is that we have to be careful if that mom is breastfeeding, that those medicines are not going to hurt that baby as they go into her breast milk. And so that those are the considerations that we have to make. And, you know, as a non-OB, non-gynecology guy, I've got to break out the resources and look those medicines up every time, anytime I ever deal with that. But there are some antidepressants that are definitely safe postpartum.
Now, are there some moms that just come out of this? Because it kind of sounds like in Hannah's story on the American Idol the other night, it was something that writing the song kind of brought her out of.
Well, you know, like we've talked about with clinical depression before, Mike, there are some behavioral things that you can do to help get out of depressive things. And some of them are meditating or prayer. She sounded like she had a lot of faith and a lot of religious issues that were helpful for her. Exercise, seeing the sun, being active. Sounds like she's a tough cookie. You know, women snap out of it all the time because it goes so unrecognized that we just think it's a tired woman who has a newborn baby that's not sleeping through the night. But as providers and as family members of this lady, well, we need to be more vigilant and understand that it may be more than just a tired mom, a tired new mom with a baby that's not sleeping.
Yeah, and not something that a mother should be ashamed of or not want to admit because it can be a physical issue.
Well, I think that we ought to give the mom and the child every chance in life, and if that means that we have to do what we have to do to get her feeling better, and it's better for all involved. And so I'm definitely, there's nothing to be ashamed of about that. It's not something that a woman should have to snap out of.
All right, and we're going to continue to root for Hannah.
Absolutely, go. That's great.
All right, that's Dr. Chris Cochran from the Baxter Health Internal Medicine Clinic in Mammoth Spring, and that's going to do it for today's issue of Health Matters. Remember, if you didn't hear all of this show, or you would like for other folks to hear it, this show will be available beginning tomorrow on our website at ecomnewsnetwork.com.